This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 109 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Rhonda Rigsby from Movement Mortgage. Rhonda, welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. I'm excited to get to learn a little bit more about you, but get to meet you as well. So why don't we just jump right in? Why don't you share a little bit about what you do at Movement Mortgage?
Oh, absolutely. I just had my 5-year anniversary with Movement Mortgage. It's a great company, but ultimately I'm an independent loan officer. I help people buy homes, refinance homes, build homes, renovate homes. So it's all about mortgages.
It's all about mortgages. And those are popular down here now, right? With the growth we're seeing. So
absolutely.
So how did you get involved in this industry?
Well, it's an interesting story. My ex-husband and I had a child in Georgia. He was from Fort Myers area. So we moved here. So we had family nearby to help. And so I just grabbed a job as a waitress, trying to figure out what I want to do next. And one of my regular customers said, you have to get in the mortgage business. You have to come work with me. And this was almost 30 years ago. Crazy to think. So yeah, I went from waitress to mortgage processor to mortgage broker to opening a mortgage department for a small community bank. Wow. The market crashed, got back into it in 2015, and here I am.
See, so you must like it because you're still in it. See, you found your passion. That's the important part. So we've all had, you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but we've all had some type of challenge or obstacle along our journey that maybe we can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because of it. Is there something that happened along your journey?
Well, I've had a few things happen, but I won't necessarily go into those. But maybe just if we just focus on the business, I mean, absolutely. Starting as a mortgage lender and then everything happening with the height of the market in the mid-2000s and the crash. Humbling. I'm glad I kept with it. I love what I do, obviously, this long I've been doing it. So I would say that would be a learning experience for me, just to stick with it and stay the long haul.
And that's it. You know, you got to persevere through the struggles, the ups and downs, especially in, you know, the real estate industry. I mean, it is up and down. And right now we saw a big spike. You know, it's kind of leveling off a little bit, but I don't see Florida slowing down anytime soon as far as
I don't either.
It's nice and it's not so nice. I'm like, all right, people can stop moving here, but for people like yourself.
I know.
Come on down.
COVID really opened the doors for sure.
That's it. So are there any maybe myths or maybe misconceptions surrounding what you do that maybe we can clear up for our listeners?
I mean, I think I would say right now, especially in the climate that we're in, a lot of people, and I just mentioned the crash that happened in the earlier 2000s, people are waiting for the next ball to drop. They're waiting for the market to crash. And I think that's misguided. I don't think that's going to happen, especially in Southwest Florida. And so even though the rates aren't as low as we wish they were, and I hope they never go down to twos and threes again, because I don't think that was good for our economy anyway, I think that buy the house, marry the rate. I'm sure you've heard that. I'm sorry.
Right.
Marry the house, date the rate. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. There you go. But the rate isn't everything though either, is it?
No, it's really not, because the way I look at it, even if you pay what you think is a little bit higher interest rate than what you could have gotten, you know, around the early COVID days, you could be paying rent, which is, you know, 100% interest as far as I'm concerned, because you're gaining no equity.
Absolutely. Do you see certain things maybe trending in the industry or changing in the industry other than interest rates?
I mean, we do expect the interest rates to come down a little bit, maybe not in a straight line. You know, everyone's waiting for this inflation number to drop to a certain number. But I see that we are gathering inventory. A lot of builders are building new communities. We have a lot of rental complexes up and coming. So I mean, I think we're going to have more inventory, so it's not going to be such a seller's market. And I think it'll be more even keel.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you've just done this here in Florida, right? Correct?
Only in Florida. Yeah. I'm from Georgia, and I should probably get licensed in Georgia, but I'm all over the state of Florida. I can give you a mortgage.
Right. And I was going to say, how does it differ from the other states? I mean, I guess
I really don't know, because I'm not licensed in any other states. And that's just right. Because I just keep my eye on the wheel. I love Florida. I'm a Sunshine State girl. And so I do have other partners that I can refer other state leads to. But
perfect. Yeah, I'm with you. I wasn't born here, but I feel like I should have been born here. So outside of work, we live in Southwest Florida. What do you enjoy doing?
Well, anyone that knows me knows that I like to have fun. So I work really hard. I really fight for my customers and I create that wonderful lasting relationship. But when I'm done with work, which really never happens in sales, I'm always on the play. So I love live music. I love being on the water. I love boating. I like me a cold beer now and again, but I love having fun. We get this one shot at life and we live in paradise. So I enjoy every second.
That's it. We have to get outside and enjoy it. And that's why we live here, not to be locked up inside.
Exactly.
So is there one thing maybe our listeners should know about Movement Mortgage that maybe they don't know?
The reason I'm with Movement Mortgage is, I mean, their mission statement's amazing, but we are an impact lender. So what that really means is of our profits, I don't want to give the exact 50% of every dollar, but a huge portion of our profits we reinvest in communities. We actually build schools, charter type schools for the lower economic areas. And our goal is to keep building those schools, you know, free of charge for the students. I love that we start teaching finance in those schools early on so that those kids know how to budget and credit, and they know those things that you don't really get taught in traditional schools.
Absolutely. And, you know, the whole sense of community, it's about bringing people together. And the more people that we have coming in, the more we need to incorporate more and more people. But it's the way the community grows is by learning who your neighbors are. And that's part of the reason I do this podcast is to, you know, introduce people like yourself to the community. They may not know. You may be their neighbor, but they don't know. So, how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more?
Well, I would say Google's everything. You could Google me, Rhonda Rigsby, Movement Mortgage, or Rhonda Rigsby Mortgages. And then I have my phone number. I can tell you 239-826-1428. That's my only number. People are able to reach me, you know, weekends, nights. I'm always available when it comes to mortgages and questions. I love to help my realtor partners. I love to help first-time buyers. I love to help veterans, you know, anyone that needs me.
Absolutely. See, I love it. So any last words for our listeners?
I would just say that when you think about making your next move in the housing market here, don't be afraid that the market's going to crash. Don't be worried that the rates may come down or may go up. Just do what's best for you and your family now. We can always refinance later if the rates go down, but lock in the housing market now and the price it's at right now and just live a happy life.
That's it. Find your love and stick with it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rhonda, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and thank you for being such a good neighbor. I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for having me, Cabo.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.